Title: Cal/OSHA announces public hearing on proposed COVID-19 permanent standard. Content: On September 15, 2022, the California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board, BOARD, will hold a public hearing to address its draft proposed COVID-19 permanent standard, permanent standard. 1. At the hearing, the board will hear comments from the public in favor of adopting, amending, or repealing the permanent standard. The good news for employers who are tired of revising their COVID-19 policies is that the permanent standard largely tracks with the protocols already required under the current COVID-19 Emergency Temporary Standards, ETS. Additionally, the permanent standard eliminates or reduces some of the costly requirements under the current ETS. The bad news, however, is that it appears COVID-19 protocols are here to stay for the near future, and California employers will need to continue to remain in compliance with the state's COVID-19 regulations and enforce them in the workplace. Background: to date, the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, Cal/OSHA, has adopted 4 iterations of the ETS, which is codified in California Code of Regulations, Title 8, Section 3205 ETC. The original ETS was adopted November 19, 2020, and became effective on November 30, 2020. The current ETS is the 4th iteration, which became effective on May 5, 2022, and remains in effect until December 31, 2022. On June 18, 2022, Cal/OSHA published its proposed language for the permanent standard, which appears to be a slightly less stringent version of the current ETS. If adopted, the so-called permanent standard will become effective January 1, 2023, and remain in effect until December 31, 2024. Differences between the ETS and the permanent standard: unlike the ETS, the permanent standard does not state that employers must maintain a written COVID-19 prevention program, CPP. However, the permanent standard does state that an employer's COVID-19 procedures must either be addressed in the employer's written injury and illness prevention program, IIPP, or maintained in a separate document. Thus, it appears that employers should either maintain their CPP or incorporate it into their IIPP. Although the requirements under the permanent standard are largely similar to the current ETS, there are a few important changes that will likely be the primary discussion points at the hearing. Addressed below are 6 changes that will likely receive the bulk of the attention due to their impact on employers and employees alike. Reduced requirements for employers. 1. Elimination of exclusion pay. Employers are no longer required to provide exclusion pay to employees excluded from the workplace due to COVID-19. This change will hopefully reduce some of the financial burden that COVID-19 and the ETS have placed on employers. However, due to the financial impact of this change to both employers and employees, this will likely be a hotly contested topic at the September 15, 2022, hearing. 2. Employer-provided testing. The permanent standard eliminates the requirement that employers make COVID-19 testing available to employees who are a close contact outside of the workplace and/or who experience symptoms. Under the permanent standard, employers would no longer be required to provide COVID-19 testing to all symptomatic employees. Instead, employers will only be required to provide testing, still at no cost and during paid time, to employees who are a close contact within the workplace. 3. Relaxed notice requirement. While the prior iterations of the ETS call for notice of potential exposure to be given to employees and independent contractors within 1 day, the draft standard now calls for notice to be given as soon as possible. In theory, this might give employers slightly more breathing room to respond to information regarding a positive COVID-19 case. In practice, this change has little effect, if any. Labor Code Section 6409.6 still requires that notice be given within 1 business day, and although this section of the Labor Code is set to expire at the end of this year, pending legislation would extend its enforcement until January 1, 2025. Added requirements for employers. 1. New definition of close contact. The permanent standard's definition of close contact mirrors that of the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, and states close contact means sharing the same indoor space as a COVID-19